bum 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 bum. Ah, yes. This is going better than I expected. You see, I came up with this microphone arrangement at the last moment. I had something a little bit different in mind, in which I was standing, but I didn't think that I could stand for the duration of this, mainly because I don't know how long I'm going to be going, and I do not want to be stifled by biology. Yeah. But I do think that this arrangement looks delectable for the ears and eyes. So I want to talk to you about something. Now, I couldn't hold it together there, because this is so typical EG fashion. You know, I'm going through an interesting time in my life, and this channel situation happened at such a peculiar moment. It really did at the beginning of the year. What? Right after a really good live stream. I mean, a good one. I thought that one with Catamino was so good. I was in the zone. The sounds were so good, and they will never be heard again. I mean, yes, I can do another one, right? But I don't know, can I? I'm not too sure. It really did happen at such an odd time, because I had been struggling with my creativity most of the year. I ran out of creative juice towards the middle of the year. I've had a lot of life stuff happen this year. And I did my best. I did my best, I think. Did pretty good, all things considered. And you only know about half of them. But I think, you know, I had shower thoughts this morning while I was in the shower. I was thinking about one last time. I was thinking, because I knew I know I'm recording this today, so I've had lots of time to retrospect and ponder and think about what has happened. And you know, I still don't exactly know. I don't know what thing it was. Now, like any wise husky, one would go to the internet and look and do research and try to find out what I could have done wrong. But I didn't. I went, oh, that's not good. And I dug into it. And sure enough, it was real. See, I didn't think it was real at first. That seems crazy to me. Just like, snap your digits, boom, and it's gone? Yeah. No, it happens. So then I appealed, and they came back like 8 hours maybe. And of course, they're like, you know, a human will look at it or whatever. So I don't know, maybe they have a process for it, but it was denied, of course. I joked about my voice being maybe a little too sexy. I'm not trying to be. This is just how I speak. But it's how I speak in performance mode. There is a different idiolect for when I'm speaking like this. There are a very small few people, number of people, that I speak to. I hope I'm not hitting the camera. I have the camera arrangement is like kind of precarious. And I, when I lean in, I hope that it's not like we're on a boat. Look, I'm plugged in. You can see I'm like an Android. I've got a jack on my back and I'm plugged in. I lost my train of thought. I shouldn't have digressed like that. The last thing I did was a stream. And then the last thing before that, I did a lot of member stuff at the end of the year. Did a lot of very personal retrospection. I did one on January 31st, and I had my audio all messed up. I actually planned for that one to be public, but it was no good. So I did another one and made that supporter only. But with the fall of YouTube, I've put it on my website, which is where I will be posting things going forward, probably for the next month or two. I don't know when I'm going to hop back in the saddle. I know that I will, that being on YouTube. I'll talk to that. You wait. EG draws. He draws it out for you. Now in December, I did one of these last year too. There's a topic and a topic here. And I'm going to save the topic and a topic for after this topic. And that is that I have good boy and good girl. Audio, video, affirmations, that's what they are. Good boys and good girls have been part of EG's repertoire since, I wouldn't say early. It's actually somewhat of a new thing. I held off on it because I knew, well, I'm not going to make it sound like that's the only reason. I didn't have any interest in it, but then I realized it could be fun to play with my voice's natural sensual flavor. And I did. Good boy, good girl. And it's very popular. I got a lot of attention. So on YouTube I thought, well, it could be fun to go the opposite direction. So I made bad girl and bad boy. Now, the topic and a topic that I will meander through, I might ruminate after. It's kind of hinged on this whole thing. And really the cause of the whole situation, and that is, I am an adult. That's right, I am a man. And I do adult things, and I have adult hobbies and interests. And truthfully, EG was never meant to be part of it. But EG is my alter ego, as it were, and a fun little vehicle to explore all sorts of things, from role plays to affirmations. But the truth is, there's a wholesome side and a not-so-wholesome side. And the truth of that is that the not wholesome side really isn't, admittedly, not very deep. As many, many of you have pointed out, and I want to address the support that I've gotten. I've meandered through this, and I'm doing it on purpose, but now the facade is cracking, and the real me is coming out, or something, I don't know. I've noticed in my rambles, my cadence changes, and it's just happened. And I wonder if there's an actual name for that. It's like I can only stay in character for so long, and that was probably the longest I was able to do. Now, I don't know. Am I Brian? I don't know. But the reality is, of course, I have an After Dark presence, however small or large, but for me, compared to many others in the content creation community, even the furry one, I'm pretty wholesome. I mean, for better and worse. As I say a lot, this is a hobby of mine. I really enjoy doing this, and it's absolutely wonderful that I can make a chunk of change on the side. But I do it for fun, and I am an adult, and gasp, adults like and do adult things. So it shouldn't be any surprise that in a hobby that sort of thing would happen, especially in the adjacent communities of ASMR and furry. That being said, I will say that my separation between the two could be better. I think the real problem was that, and I looked at other content creators that I follow that I know have other things going on. Most of them did not link to their Patreon or anything else, even when you know that they have other things. They were nowhere. Instead, they linked to link sites and cards and link trees. Now, my channel ban talked about a certain type of content. And I've seen screenshots from people posting and talking about it on Reddit of YouTube saying specifically that they didn't like the external links, and that's not what happened to me. So I'm not 100% sure about that. Going back to the good boy and bad boy affirmations, the most recent one I made was very tame, honestly. I was trying out a different style. And that style was more akin to, and even my most recent roleplay, which was edited for YouTube. So it was very, you know, I don't want to diminish my work, but there were two versions specifically for this reason. And I like role plays, and I like writing, and I like stories, so I've been reading, and I've been indulging in female romance. So, I don't know, I don't think, it wasn't explicit, it was no less unwholesome as other things that very clearly have that leaning, and that's kind of another thing about this whole ordeal. If YouTube considers my content, no, I don't want to come out swinging like that. It's YouTube's grossly fast and loose method of content guidelines. And what's more is that they're fast and loose, and they don't even really explain what's going on. They say, you violated this policy. And you can say, okay, there's 100 other channels that do the same thing and worse, and they're fine. But you can't say that, actually, because there's no one to say that to. Sorry, I don't know if you'll notice that cut. That was, I've got both doggos in here because I did not want to interrupt them, and Ghost woke up and like hacked and then went back to sleep. It was actually kind of quiet. I hope I catch it in editing. That's a nightmare of mine, that there's something that I say or some noise that I mean to catch in editing. But my audios are very relaxing. I listen to them too, and I have to edit them and make them just right. So depending on, not every audio is enjoyable like that, but these rambles admittedly are. And I know what I'm doing. It's, you know, part when I started this, I was learning how to ramble, I have a certain way of speaking, and I know that I speaking as my, like, vocal volume and tone, but also the way that I speak. And I've tuned my voice enough, well, tuned, I guess I've really honed in my voice practicing singing, so I have a better idea of which keys to use and things. Right there, I was not moving my hand. I paused, and my voice was getting tired. There we go, that's better. But I'm concentrating on the tone of my voice so that I'm hitting all of the ups up here, way up here, and then all of the downs. Then I hit the very bottom, and you hear the fry. Yes. There's a method to it. It's so fun. And it's so mean of YouTube to take it away. I mean, the other thing that it could have been, if not for Bad Boy, Bad Girl, which again was very tame in comparison to other works, was the vampire roleplay, and I edited that for YouTube. Maybe the art was too spicy? I don't think so. There were alternate versions of it, but that would be really unfair to be like, oh, because we know that there's alternate versions of this, you can't post that. And how would they know? I didn't post it anywhere. That, I don't think. Unless they didn't like it, and it's just Freya sitting in EG's lap. And before that, I don't even remember what it was, but it's possible that if it's beyond the Halloween one, then it's really belated. Why would it be so belated? So I think it's more likely to be the Bad Boy, Bad Girl one, because that was just like a couple weeks prior, or maybe a month prior. But if not that, then it was the backlinking, and as I mentioned, they say that in the thing. So I, ultimately, I don't know. I don't know. So, all right, that was cut number two. My computer went to sleep. So I, what was I talking about? Oh, man. Yeah, I don't know. I think I'm over it, though. Before I move past it, though, I want to say I'm so sorry that this happened. I take responsibility. I'm not blaming... I'm not happy with YouTube, but ultimately, that's where I chose to upload my content for you to enjoy. From a business perspective, YouTube is a partner. They're like a music publisher. I produce, and I say, hey, could you give this to your network, which is you? And they say, sure, as long as you follow our rules. And I say, all right. And then they turn around on me and say, nope, gone. So when you think about it from a business perspective, that's really, like, that's bad. That's, I don't know who else operates like that. And YouTube can. They operate with impunity, because what are you going to do? Not everybody can. I've had EGXYZ, and I have EGIO. I just so happen to have a skill set that is well-suited for self-hosting. But not everybody does. So, what are you gonna do? I'm coming at you through WordPress, and the video is not... I host it, but their CDN is called VideoPress. And it's pretty good, but it's not really meant for this. It's more like a Vimeo equivalent. But it will do in the short term. what we'll do in the long term is PureTube. And a lot of you have recommended that. It looks really, really neat, but I need to make sure that I got my ducks in a row before I commit to something like that. So that's why I'm going with VideoPress. And hopefully my site hasn't crashed or done anything weird. I'm actually kind of worried about it, because when I went gung-ho into self-hosting, I hadn't considered my audience, which you guys have let me know is huge, which is really cool. It's surreal, to be quite honest with you. You know, in my world, in EG's world, I'm just a boy. I'm a man, but I'm just me. I'm nobody special. I make mistakes. I fool around and find out, apparently with YouTube. But I'm just like you. I saw like a couple clips of people mentioning me or talking about me, and it's weird. It's not weird that people do that. It's just surreal. It's fuel, though. It's fuel for me. That's how I work. I work on duty, and my duty is to serve. But serve who? My own desire for glory. For glory. This is a challenge. And I think that creativity thrives in adversity. And this has given me something to focus on and something to overcome. And I feel like I'm doing it right now. I am, aren't I? YouTube shut me down, and I'm like, well, whatever. I'll take my ball, and I will go home and serve it from my court. YouTube needs me. So what's my plan? Well, you want to shift to that? Shifting gears? I wanted to say before we move on to that topic, though, that I'm so thankful for all of you. I am so thankful for each and every one of you, for all my supporters, for all my members that really got screwed out of all of this. I'm really sorry about that. That shouldn't have happened. I take responsibility. I'm not going to blame YouTube for it. I did something wrong. I should have been playing it more safe. And next time around, I will. I'm going to lay low for a little while, and I'm going to come back. And this won't change much, but I'm probably going to come back as not EG. That's right. I'm going to come back as like a creative project. So it's not going to be my ASMR. It's going to be like this thing. Because I realized at the end of the year, in the beginning, I guess, that I love everything that I do, but I want more. And I don't want to be typecasted and fit into a box of what I can or can't do. If I want to be EG, I want to be EG. If I want to go out in the world and make some cool ASMR where I'm climbing on a rock, I believe, like, all of... I don't want to get there yet. I don't want to go back there yet. We'll talk about what's been lost at the end of the video. But I want to do more. And I think that it also protects myself and my digital property, because I have other channels. I have my EG's Hobby channel, and then I've got a few other channels, but they're all tied together. So if YouTube thinks that I'm dodging a ban, I'll lose it all. And I don't have that all backed up. That's too much data. I could download it, but it's very hard to download in bulk. So I just need to be really careful. You too has shown itself merciless. And he gotta behave, so. I was gonna bring some doomer. I was gonna bring some doom to this and talk about kind of theories on why this happened at the beginning of the year, and I'm not going to. Instead, I just want to caution all of you, especially ones in the furry ASMR community. I would be very careful with links. I think links, if I had to bet on anything, I think that I didn't do a good enough job separating wholesome from not wholesome. And that's something that I can agree with. That's, you know, I don't agree with the explicit thing. I don't think that my content was explicit. In fact, it's almost offensive to call my art smut like that. But I could have done, and I will do a better job of separating the two. So I would recommend everybody do the same. But what comes next? I think I've already answered that. I'm trying to remember where I went. Where did I go? Where did you come from? Where did you go? Let's just go back to what comes next. Next plan, next steps. I'm going to keep posting here. I'm really happy with this little website. I built it. My little paws on the keyboard did it. And it was really fun. It wasn't fun at first. Learning WordPress was really, really hard. But I already cut my teeth on it, so I dove in, and I had a plan, and I built the front page, and then I was like, if I want to host videos, where's it going to go? I don't know. But you just click the links, and it takes you to another page. I think it's fine. I don't plan for my website to become the end-all, be-all. It's kind of like a refuge for EG refugees. But I want to build it out and have it be a place where I talk about my character in EG's worlds. Wait, no, my characters in EG's world. And things like that. So it's going to stay relevant. But eventually, my videos will... The old ones? They're going to end up on PeerTube. And I want to put them there because there's so many. There are so many videos. I know which ones you guys like the most, so I'm gonna upload those onto probably EGXYZ. I thought about uploading them to Patreon, but I haven't really been. I promote Patreon on Blue Sky, but I'm cautious about Discord because I've got two. I've got the Cabana, which is plugged into Patreon, and it was plugged into YouTube, but I guess not anymore. I have some plans for it that might be kind of fun, but Patreon is plus 18. When you go there, it says you got to be plus 18 to even visit it. So it's not a good place to post general news, and I don't like blasting it in places with a mixed audience. I never really have. So the website is going to be the place where the big ones go. So I've got Good Boy, Good Girl up there now. And I might post a couple of bonuses, but the main thing that changes going forward is that Patreon is going to become the After Dark equivalent of the work that I do, and it's not going to be for general audiences. I'm even considering changing the name of it. It's called EG's Audios, and it might be changed to something more or less discreet, I guess. So that's kind of like a positioning change, but when I get back on YouTube, I don't know if I'm going to monetize it the same way. YouTube has really bummed me out with the monetizations. I wouldn't like to put ads on ASMR content, but the truth is, even if you tell YouTube to not run ads, they do it anyway. And what's worse is, if you turn that off, then you lose YouTube premium money. So, it's so lame. And of course, when you start a new channel, they make you jump through hoops. And I don't know if my pre-wormed channel has to jump through the same hoops, but I don't know. I experimented with monetization through Discord last year, and honestly, it was really good. Discord's server monetization is surprisingly solid. So that's an option. And then my website has newsletters, and you can subscribe and get basically emails like you do with Patreon. There's also Jetpack, WordPress's Jetpack app that is kind of like the Patreon app. So technically, the website could also become like a Patreon thing. But the one thing that the website has going against it is my... So truthfully, business stuff is fun to me. I like business and analytics, you know, for the same reason you would like something. It's, I don't know, it's engaging, it's mentally engaging. But anyway, the reason why it's important is diversification is like a cornerstone of good business. And you have to diversify. If I hadn't diversified and I had all of my eggs on members, then my entire business would collapse. You know, and it's not business from a sense of input and output. It's like an audience. So members are just as valuable to me as patrons are. And I want to make sure that everybody is getting what they want out of what I'm producing. So if everybody had been on YouTube and that ship went down, then the entire audience would be, you know, it'd be a mess. And I've heard about how sad and upset everybody has been, so at least one avenue is that you can climb aboard Patreon and get something there. And thankfully, I don't think it kicked anybody from Discord. That would be a travesty. So if you were a member and in Discord, you're still in Discord, so that's cool. So the reason why I would want to set my website up like that is because if, God forbid, something happened to Patreon, then I would have my website. And that's another reason why I'm considering Discord, too. It's just to have, like, a list of things. I know there's coffee. I know that people like coffee. Coffee's fine, but I'm already established in the other places. Like, if Patreon went down and I fell back to my website and Discord, then I would look at coffee. You know, I like to have at least two. So technically right now, Patreon is my only exclusive place. So yeah, it's a lot of work. I've talked in my recent New Year's and resolutions video, in my most recent one on my website, I talked about I just don't have time anymore. And that's a constant challenge. I did not have the time to cut over from YouTube. I can't, that, you know, that basically just sunk a whole month from me, because the beginning of the month was dealing with that and getting established, and now I'm going to have to keep an eye on the website and respond to anything happening there. And I still have art that I haven't shown my supporters, and I have art that I want to commission. And this has been a very bumpy, thrashy ride, unfortunately. In a time where I already don't have much time. But you are very important to me, and I want to make sure that you're getting what you need from your energy. Shaking of the thing. Oh, what else do I need to talk about? What has been lost? Are we at the end? I think we're getting close to the end of the topics. Let's go back. So, what happened? The channel went down because I broke some rules. The The original OpenEG channel, as I've said very happily many times, that it has served its purpose and it has run its course. So I don't think OpenEG will be coming back. I think that it will be something different. But the videos, on the other hand, videos should be coming back. My early videos are unfortunately probably gone. I could spend time repolishing old content, or I could make new content. That's the truth of it. Like, that is the truth. If I could run this, like, if I could hire somebody, and I guess that I actually probably could. Like, I could, but how could I, though? Like, I'm thinking how many hours would it take, and then how much would I be willing to pay? But the truth is that that's a lot of footage, and I just don't know how to even do that. And I'm talking about the raw footage. Like, I probably have in cloud backups the original videos, which may or may not have the audios. So really the only viable way to do it would be to find the originals, like the original copies. And I have a few different places where I put backups, but that's time. I gotta sift through all those backups and, make sure that it's the, you know, when I save stuff, sometimes I change the name. Is it the right one? Does this one have B-side, some outtake that I cut out later or something? So I'm gonna have to preview them. I mean, that is a long time. So the truth is, because of time, I don't think that every video will come back. And just right here, I know I'm changing topics. I don't know where I'm going to cut this, but it's 8 a.m. and I had to cut because of outside noise. I record in the morning, so just with everything, I would rather record. And it makes, you know, it takes an hour to set up, an hour to record. Probably not an hour to tear down. Tearing down is just putting it all away, but setting up requires moving the camera and just tons of tweaks. And then I'm going to edit this, and while I edit this, I'm going to be going through my backups. So I'm going to be multitasking. And I guess I can do that. You know, it won't be super efficient, but I'll be able to catalog all of the content that I've made and backed up, and figure out exactly what I have and what I have left to build from. I spent a lot of yesterday setting up for my self-hosted setup, and I was trying to build an automated backup thing, but it just did not come together, unfortunately. So I'm stuck backing up to just hard drives, which is not efficient. But it works. It's just slow. I have to dig through everything, which isn't fun. So the truth is, I've said that a lot of times. The truth is, I've gotten a lot of people messaging me asking what happens to the old popular videos. Can I touch you? That's a very popular one. It was made without any connotations or innuendo at all. That's it. It was, I mentioned it in another place, another video, maybe on a stream. It was inspired by another, it's just one of those tropes. Not a very popular one yet. Maybe for that reason, people feel it's too saucy and they don't want to risk it. I don't know if I would put a video like that on YouTube again, to be honest. I did that almost 2 years ago, didn't I? I did it like a year and a half ago. I don't know. I do not know. That's okay. The only way forward is forward. The only way forward is straight ahead. Progress. Progress makes perfect. Either way, I just want to say I'm sorry this happened. I know I'm not the only one this happened to, like channel bans and stuff. There's a wave, a bunch of people got hit. This community doesn't deserve that. Not you, not my fluffer schnitz. You're just here for wholesome scritchies and all that stuff. And I'll do better. I'm like your steward. I'm your steward of relaxation. And I need to make sure that your little ears are safe. Yes. Yes. So here's what I want you to do. I want you to stay tuned and stay good and stick around. You're welcome in the hobby shop. I post things there sometimes. You're welcome to subscribe to the website. Juice I have. Well, is there anything else? I'm trying to keep these rambles on topic. There's a lot more things that I could go on and on about. I also don't want to spoil my plans because they're not all the way baked, and I don't want to say a bunch of stuff and then a couple weeks later change my mind. Everybody's expecting this or that. I will say I don't have anything else planned in the near term. I might do a video of something, but I don't know. It's just, it depends on a lot of things, so stay tuned. Blue Sky is a good place to get notifications for my works. I'm on Mastodon. The website is actually federated, so you can follow the website and get updates, just like the newsletter, honestly. Through Mastodon, through Fetty. I think that's so neat. And of course, Discord. I've got a couple channels there where I post things. Sometimes. But I think that's it. I think that I've run dry. I want to thank you all so much. Thank you, Fluffer Schnoots. Thank you, members, for sticking around. Thank you, patrons. Thank you all so, so much. We'll get this thing back on track. Get the show back on the road. I have a Valentine's roleplay that will be out hopefully on Valentine's Day, but that means early access will be sometime before that. So, you want to support me? Get early access to cool stuff like roleplays and whatnot. Alright, but that's it. Until next time, Fluffer Schnoots. Bye-bye.